It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's already July 24th or 25th, depending on when you're listening to this. Where did July go? We had a great Independence Day weekend, and now July is flying back, and this is quite timely because the event that we're going to be talking about shortly takes place on August 9th, 10th, and 11th. I want to give a big shout-out to my guest last week, Dr. Joe Arante, who is the Vice President of Clinical Strategies at Northeast Delta Dental. And he was talking about oral health cancers, what you can do to prevent or decrease the risk of oral cancer, and what are some of the causes of oral cancer, and what dentists do to help out on that. But this weekend with me, I've got two delightful guests. I have UNH Police Chief Paul Dean. He'll kick off the show, and after the commercial break, retired Major Russ Conte will join us at about 1:15. And the topic of this weekend is a Helios Safety Symposium that's actually been going on for 7 years. It's hard to believe. But, Paul, thank you for joining me this weekend. I know you're really busy, and congratulations on steering the UNH ship, helping to steer the UNH ship through the pandemic.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks for having me today, and thanks for putting a plug in for the Helios Safety Symposium. You know, the symposium has been dedicated to mental health issues for the last several years. You know, we know that young people 18 to 25 in New Hampshire are some of the highest risk groups when it comes to issues of mental health. And our goal is to make sure that, you know, we provide to first responders, other college officials, college psychologists, even K through 12 teachers, some opportunities to learn on how we can address these things so that people can live more fulfilling lives.
And as you know, I've been working with Justice Broderick for several years on changedirection.org and the whole concept of, you know, mental health awareness. And would you say that, you know, during the pandemic when there was, you know, more isolation, less ability perhaps to talk things through, did we see, has this issue become more acute, do you think?
You know, Tom, one of the interesting things that we've all talked about in circles throughout the last year was the lack of cases compared to pre-COVID. And that's not saying that there wasn't, you know, certainly any issues out there, but one of the things that are concerned to us is that people didn't feel comfortable reaching out, maybe didn't have the technology to reach out, didn't know how to do that. And so some of our concerns is as we come out of this pandemic and things return to some type of new normal, that we're going to see a spike in people needing services, experiencing different things that, you know, have been locked away for a period of time. And so we're preparing for that, not only at the higher education level, but also in the community.
That's a good point, because in this case, I would agree with you so much that the no news wasn't necessarily good news. You know, yeah. The fact that there were fewer cases, there might have been, you know, many more silent sufferers. I know that one of the points that Justice Broderick and I make a lot is that you hear the really bad cases, you know, the suicides or attempted suicides. What you don't hear as much about is what you sort of the pent-up silent sufferers, and that can be, you know, that can be the star student, and that can be the star athlete who, unbeknownst to us, is, you know, silently suffering with, you know, with stress, with, you know, other anxieties that he or she can't share. So it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out. So how do you plan to? We will talk specifically about how the Halia Safety Symposium is being organized in a virtual mode. But as the chief of the police of UNH, how do you think you can sort of surface this fall when students basically hopefully go back to sort of more normal, campus life to get them to, share their issues, if in fact they were sort of pent up during the pandemic?
That's a great question. And I'm really proud of what we do at UNH when it surrounds mental health. We have a behavioral intervention team of which I'm a part of, and there are several disciplines from psychological services to residential life to housing to academics to health services that meet weekly and review cases that come in. And I like to call it a conspiracy of care at UNH. When a student experiences a mental health crisis, all the services surround that student and try to help them figure out what it is that they need and provide that support, whether that's counseling whether there's a medical issue, whether it's stress from an academic side. And I think I think that team approach is exactly the right way to go. Suicide happens amongst young people so much. I lost my brother in 1996 to suicide.
I'm sorry to hear that.
And I've made it my life's mission to never have a family, if I can help it, if I can influence it, go through what my family went through and what I continue to go through at the loss of my brother. And so when I see the model that works at UNH, of that collaborative model of all the disciplines that people get together to help somebody, I've seen the success of that. I've seen students who have really been struggling, able to succeed. I've seen students who've had to leave the institution to get some help, and then we create a bridge to keep them connected. So when they're ready, they come back, and it's been amazing. And one of the goals of the Halia Symposium is to help those who are on the front lines of working with young people to give them hope. Hope is something that you never want to take away, but also provide them in resources and ideas of how they can form their own teams in their own different disciplines to be of help to people.
I like the way you said a lot of things, everything you said, but I like that we don't want to have a poverty of hope, of course, and I love the way the collaborative caring, under your leadership, under President Jim Dean's leadership, no relationship, right?
No relationship, but people like to think so. So you know what? I just kind of let that go.
You let it roll, I talked to President Dean here and there on different things, and I think the way you and he kind of handled the entire pandemic, because I also have nieces and nephews that go to UNH, and it was really terrific, to kind of, see it all, come together, and they really, as you, I'm sure, agree, the students had a lot of grit getting through this last year and a half. And of course, as employers, that's what we're looking for, is that potential employees that have persevered. So while certainly no one wanted a biological crisis, and it certainly there were social aspects of the pandemic that sort of put a damper on their college career the last year or two, but they've also gained some really huge perseverance skills that I think will come in handy in life. And if you think of it, Paul, like, if you made it through this as a student, I mean, you're ready for everything, right?
Well, what we tried to instill, and even successfully having an open campus, successfully able to graduate an in-person graduation, was to show them resilience, that things can be done. Things you can find ways to do things when you're faced with obstacles, when you're faced with things that seem, you know, so overwhelming. The one thing that we tried to show them was, A, reach out for help. I couldn't have done this whole year without hundreds of people, you know, helping us succeed. But in getting that help, it's okay to ask for help. And then when you ask for help, that's when you begin to become more resilient and you can see, and then you can turn back and reach your hand down and pick somebody else up with you. And so that's what we were trying to do.
Well put. Now, the actual symposium is virtual. It'll be August 9th, August 10th. And August 9th, I know, starts at 8:45. And you and Major Conte will be doing the opening remarks. And you're giving the Helios Award to Ken Norton, who I know very well, who is the Executive Director of NAMI. So after commercial break, Russ will be on and we can go over the rest of the schedule. So if you, in 1 minute or less, if you'd say, if someone goes through these 2 days virtually, will it be worth their investment of time? And what's one of the, what I know you have a clinical psychologist and so forth. What it would be, in your view, the big highlight coming out of these 2 days?
You know, this opportunity, it not only is it free, but there are so many experts that are going to talk to you about real-world issues facing us right now around mental health, especially with young people. And so anyone attending that is going to come out with resources to add to their toolbox. And they're going to be, then the other part to that is they're going to make connections with people. They're going to have the ability to network and make connections with people who are living and doing this good work right now. And, you know, even if you take away just one new thing, you know, from the 3 days, you're going to be it's going to make you better. And then next year we're going to be back in person.
Perfect. All right. Well, you have been a terrific part of the seven symposiums that we have. So thank you. And when we talk to Major Russ Conte, retired, after commercial break, we'll get into the specifics. But it is virtual. The public is welcome, and hopefully will attend, and we'll get the information out on that. So, Chief Dean, thank you for your leadership in UNH, the campus, but also on this Helios Safety Symposium, and also the topic of mental health and the fact that you can share your personal story. I know how powerful that is, because when I'm speaking with John Broderick and he shares his personal story, I mean, that really gives, you know, the credibility, and you can hear a pin drop. So thank you very much for your leadership.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you. Have a great day.
Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio. This weekend of July 24th and 25th, I want to give a big shout-out to UNH Police Chief Paul Dean, who described the genesis of the Helios Safety Symposium, in addition to all of the leadership that Chief Dean as well as President Dean provided in the last year and a half of school at UNH. And nevertheless, obviously, you know, mental health issues are out there, maybe in a sort of a pent-up way. So it's very important that we get this, we get the word out. So in the second half of the show, and we've had retired Major Russ Conte on before. Russ, thank you for joining me this weekend, as always. And I know you've been involved for the 7 years of the symposium. So I really appreciate your time this weekend.
Yeah, I appreciate you having myself on and Paul on and supporting the symposium all these years.
That's great, and Delta Dental's always been a supporter, and there's been so many of them have been so terrific, and they've been, you know, at the NHGI campus and the UNH campus. Now this year it's virtual, so if people want to, you need to register And it's free to the public. And so if you Google Halias Safety Symposium, H-A-L-I-A-S Safety Symposium, you'll get the information. So you have quite a lineup, Russ. How did you get these speakers, such as Dr. Cindy Liu, who's a clinical psychologist,
et cetera? Tom, first of all, thanks so much for all the help. And you know, the Halias Symposium has really taken on, metamorphosis and really become a real moving force in mental health, and not only for higher education, but for communities and really for anybody that needs it. So we're quite lucky. The position that I currently hold, you know, with the state police as the mental health coordinator, I get to work with some tremendous professionals out in the field. And I am not a clinician, but I am very, very fortunate to work with some tremendous clinicians. And in the work that I've done, the past couple of years, it's you know, you build these relationships. And when we put the symposium together every year, we look to assure that we have the best speakers. And I think we've knocked it out of the park this year. We just have a great lineup, great people. They're leading in the field of mental health in their special areas. We also have, you know, the Assistant Commissioner of the Department of Education, because really this year is all about, you know, that COVID reaction to education, how it affected, you know, education in general, both on the UNH campus and just in general in all the communities in New Hampshire.
So this will be virtual, and it starts August 9th at 8:45, and you'll be doing some opening remarks with Chief Dean. I know you've invited Governor Sununu, and Ken Norton, who is the Executive Director of New Hampshire NAMI, is getting the Halias Award, so that's pretty cool for Ken. And as you mentioned, you have Assistant Commissioner Christine Brennan talking about how COVID sort of redesigned, sort of forced or expedited, you know, the redesign of education. And then you have, tell us about Dr. Sherry Robinson of UNH and at 11 o'clock on August 9th, and that's called Multicultural Mental Health. So tell us what Dr. Robinson will be talking about.
So Dr. Robinson, again, very lucky to have the lineup we have. And when you talk about multicultural mental health, it's important to recognize that the way we view mental health and the way we view asking for help and receiving help has got a lot to do with how we fit in the communities. And the reason that the multicultural mental health section is in there, and I know that Dr. Robinson is going to talk, you know, at length on it, is there is disparities. You know, there's differences on how people access mental health. And in many cultures, you know, mental health assets are not as available, or people shy away from them. And unfortunately, you know, I mean, it really is for everyone, and that's really the purpose of the Halias Symposium. So she's going to be able to go through and really give us those connections and maybe, you know, help to break down those, you know, those stigmas that are out there. And stigma is a part of recovery in mental health. It always has been. But the reduction of it and using, you know, symposiums, gatherings, conferences like the Halias Symposium really helps us to minimize that stigma and get help to people that really need it and that may not ask for it otherwise.
So well put on the stigma. And of course, as you know, I've been working with former Supreme Court Chief Justice John Broderick on changedirection.org on mental health awareness, and that's one of the big things is being comfortable, you know, talking about, you know, mental health issues, you know, whether it be in a school setting or in a work setting. And what I always say to my my management team, I mean, right now, although, you know, a lot of people are working virtually, but let's say when they come back after Labor Day, like if someone says, oh, I have to take 2 weeks off because I'm getting my knee surgery, or a meniscus repair, or something like that, that's a very comfortable conversation. But if the same conversation were to be, you know, I need to take some time because of my spouse has a mental health issue, or I have a mental health issue, it's a lot less comfortable. So we have to, I agree with you, just get the stigma out of it. And as John likes to say, John Broderick likes to say, you know, no one, like if you get diabetes, it's, you know, that's not your fault, and genetically. And similarly, if there's a mental health issue, no one should, you know, hide it. And so I'm glad to see that segment. So that's what's on August 9th. And again, if you want to register, just Google Halias, H-A-L-I-S, Safety Symposium, and you'll get the information. And it is virtual, and it's August 9th at 8:45. Then August 10th at 9 o'clock, you kick it off again with Chief Dean. And that's when we have the clinical psychologist Dr. Cindy Liu from Brigham and Women. So how did you engage her to be part of the program?
So I was able to kind of through a mutual connection get to talk to Dr. Liu, and we talked at length. And I know I'm aware of some of the work that she's doing, not only surrounding what the effects of COVID were on people's mental health and the isolation and a lot of those other things that people felt, you know, just the change in family dynamics, all the things that happened. And that was really apart from a lot of the loss that people felt and all the tragedies that came, you know, of this pandemic. So she also really brings a lot of coping mechanisms and skills that she's going to share that really apply universally to anybody. You know, it doesn't have to be the middle of a pandemic to use some of these skills. And frankly, a lot of them, I think a lot of the information and her specifically will help prepare everyone, you know, for changes in the future and how to deal with those better and how to come through those and recover from those and just maintain, you know, a good mental health platform. So looking forward to Dr. Liu. It was a pleasure talking to her, and she's just really grounded, really down to earth, but very, very knowledgeable.
That's great. And she's from, obviously, Brigham and Women's Hospital, world-class hospital in Boston. And I like we'll be learning some tools there. 10:45, you have Jennifer Sabin, who's a suicide prevention coordinator at the New Hampshire Department of Health and Human Services. And so tell us what Jennifer is going to be talking about.
So Jennifer sits, and she's not only the suicide prevention coordinator for Division of Behavioral Health, but she's also the coordinator for the Suicide Prevention Council, and that is the state council. I currently chair the state council. It's made up of, 60-some-odd people, all professionals from all different, disciplines. It's just a great group. There's a tremendous amount of talent. And Jennifer just started as our coordinator a short time ago, and she's been in the mental health field and been in behavioral health pretty much her whole life. She's an adjunct professor currently at UNH, teaching behavioral mental health, and just a really tremendous resource. So she's going to really share a lot of what we do for prevention. How do you prevent suicidality? And the reality is, it is preventable. And if you talk to people, and there's a lot of survivors out there that we have in contact with, we have a suicide loss subcommittee, we have a first responder subcommittee, communication subcommittee, youth. We have so many subcommittees, and what they really do is they kind of get into the specifics of not only why, these tragedies happen, but how people get to that point, but how to prevent it and attempt survivors and how to get them back on the path to recovery. So she's just a wealth of knowledge. She's going to bring that, we call it the SPC, the Suicide Prevention Council. She's going to bring a view that's going to really speak globally to the efforts that are being done statewide. And she'll frankly tie in a lot of the previous discussions.
I was just going to say that Dr. Liu and Jennifer really will complement each other in terms of what they're talking about. So that's awesome. Congratulations on landing them. And then on the final day, you have Deli Champagne on new futures on youth behavioral health and self-help. And I know we worked with Deli. We sponsored getting the 99 Faces of Mental Health, which was up in Lebanon at Dartmouth Hitchcock. We got it, in locally here, so people could see it in Concord as well. And then you also have Mark Doyle, who's in New Hampshire Department of Safety. So we only have a couple minutes left. Tell us what those two topics will be about.
So Deli, another lifelong, professional, and she really specializes in a lot of youth groups and a lot of youth suicide. She was pivotal with the 99 Faces, and that is a very moving exhibit. If anybody, please get a chance, if you can, to see that. And she just has an attachment with New Futures. She has got a lot to do with the development of a lot of youth suicide prevention and youth behavioral and mental health prevention programs. And she's been in it for a long time. She has a tremendous amount of lived experience, and she's just uh, she's a peach, and also a member of the Suicide Prevention Council, and just a real asset. Mark Doyle, he is the 911 director. And being given the fact that we are now moving, and this time next year we'll start a national rollout of what is going to be called the 988 number, what that's going to do is that is going to have an immediate recognition of what your emergency is. When there is a mental health crisis, we will know that early on. Instead of dispatching emergency service personnel to a call and then them finding out when they get there, it's got a mental health contingent, 988 is going to really kind of choose a path early on and make a proper handoff. So a lot of the services that we have out there, the CIT, the crisis intervention trained first responders, and a lot of people can get there and have real-time assets get immediately to these people. And you're not losing any time. And that really, in those crisis incidents, time really is of the essence. And I think, you know, Mark will be able to speak on that. You know, he'll be very informative.
This symposium is a combination of, you know, visionary stuff, but also some really practical, pragmatic stuff. And I know that, you know, when we do changedirection.org, we want, you know, if we detect signs of mental health issues, we want to know what to do about it. So I think we're gonna hear a lot about this. So for the listening audience, just Google Halia Safety Symposium. There's three awesome days of important information. And as Major Conti said, the 99 Faces, if you haven't seen that exhibit, it's so compelling, so moving. You know, whether you see, you know, Kitty Dukakis or Justice Broderick, it's ordinary, quote-unquote, ordinary people or famous people, you know, that willing to, you know, for you to see that, you know, everybody, you know, what we used to do, John and I would, in front of a group, say how many people have been affected by mental health, and by the end of asking different questions, everybody had, you know, the hand raised. So this is a topic for all of us. Again, just Google Halia Safety Symposium. Major Conti, thank you for your leadership and putting on this important safety symposium with the focus on mental health, as well as what you do in general for mental health for the law enforcement, and of course your long and distinguished career. So I will see you virtually August 9th, 10th, and 11th. Thank you for all you do.
Thank you, and thanks for helping us and promoting us, and here's to a very successful conference in August. Thank you.
Exactly. It's just coming up in just a short couple of weeks. Again, just Google Halia Safety Symposium.